Health Club. The health club I belong to, exclusive, is private and located 4 blocks from my apartment on the Upper West Side. In the 2 years since I signed up as a member, it has been remodeled 3 times, and though they carry the latest weight machines, Nautilus, Universal, Kaiser, they have a vast array of free weights, which I like to use also. The club has 10 courts for tennis and racquetball, aerobics classes, 4 aerobic dance studios, 2 swimming pools, life cycles, a Gravitron machine, rowing machines, treadmills, cross-country skiing machines, one-on-one training, cardiovascular evaluations, personalized programs, massage, sauna and steam rooms, a sun deck, tanning booths, and a cafe with a juice bar, all of it designed by J.J. Vogel, who designed the new Norman Prager Club, Petty's. Membership runs $5,000 annually. It was cool this morning, but seems warmer after I leave the office. And I'm wearing a 6-button double-breasted chalk-striped suit by Ralph Lauren, with a spread-collar pencil-striped Sea Island cotton shirt with French cuffs, also by Polo. And I remove the clothes, gratefully, in the air-conditioned locker room, then slip into a pair of crow-black cotton and lycra shorts, with a white waistband and side stripes and a cotton and lycra tank top, both by Wilkes, which can be folded so tightly that I can actually carry them in my briefcase. After getting dressed and putting my Walkman on, clipping its body to my lycra shorts and placing the phones over my ears, a Stephen Bishop Christopher Cross compilation tape Tob Hunter made for me, I check myself in the mirror before entering the gym and, dissatisfied, go back to my briefcase for some mousse to slick my hair back, and then I use a moisturizer, and for a small blemish I notice under my lower lip, a dab of Clinique Touch Stick. Satisfied, I turn the Walkman on, the volume up, and leave the locker room. Cheryl, this dumpy chick who is in love with me, sits at her desk up front signing people in, reading one of the gossip columns in the Post, and she brightens up noticeably when she sees me approaching. She says hello, but I move past her quickly, barely registering her presence, since there's no line at the Stairmaster, for which usually one has to wait 20 minutes. With the Stairmaster, you work the body's largest muscle group, between the pelvis and knees, and you can end up burning more calories per minute than by doing any other aerobic activity, except maybe Nordic skiing. I should probably be stretching first, but if I do that, I'll have to wait in line. Already some faggot is behind me, probably checking out my back, ass, leg muscles. No hard bodies at the gym today, only faggots from the West Side, probably unemployed actors, waiters by night, and Moldwyn Butner of Saks, who I went to Exeter with, over at the biceps curl machine. Butner is wearing a pair of knee-length nylon and lycra shorts, and checkerboard inserts, and a cotton and lycra tank top, and leather Reeboks. I finished 20 minutes on the Stairmaster, and let the over-muscled, bleach-blonde, middle-aged faggot behind me use it, and I commence with stretching exercises. While I stretch, the Patty Winters show I watched this morning comes back to me. The topic was big breasts, and there was a woman on it who had had a breast reduction, since she thought her tits were too big, the dumb bitch. I immediately called McDermott, who was also watching it, and we both ridiculed the woman through the rest of the segment. I do about 15 minutes of stretching before heading off to the Nautilus machines. I used to have a personal trainer, whom Lewis Carruthers had recommended, but he came on to me last fall, and I decided to develop my own fitness program, which incorporates both aerobic exercises and training. With weights, I alternate between free weights and weight machines that use hydraulic, pneumatic, or electromechanical resistance. Most of the machines are very efficient, since computerized keypads allow one to make adjustments in weight resistance without getting up. The positive aspects of the machines include minimizing muscle soreness and reducing any chance of injury. But I also like the versatility and freedom that free weights offer, and the many variations in lifting that I can't get on the machines. On the leg machines, I do 5 sets of 10 repetitions. For the back, I also do 5 sets of 10 repetitions. On the stomach crunch machine, I've gotten so I can do 6 sets of 15. And on the biceps curl machine, I do 7 sets of 10. Before moving to the free weights, I spend 20 minutes on the exercise bike while reading the new issue of Money magazine, Over at the free weights, I do 3 sets of 15 repetitions of leg extensions, leg curls, and leg presses, then 3 sets and 20 repetitions of barbell curls, and 3 sets and 20 repetitions of bent-over lateral raises for the rear deltoids, and 3 sets and 20 repetitions of latissimus pull-downs, pulley rows, deadlifts, and bent-over barbell rows. For the chest, I do 3 sets and 20 reps of incline bench presses for the front deltoids. I also do 3 sets of lateral raises and seated dumbbell presses. Finally, for the triceps, I do 3 sets and 20 reps of cable pushdowns and close grip bench presses. After more stretching exercises to cool down, I take a quick hot shower and then head to the video store where I rent 2 tapes I rented on Monday, She-Male Reformatory and Body Double. But I re-rent Body Double because I want to watch it again tonight, even though I know I won't have enough time to masturbate over the scene where the woman is getting drilled to death by a power drill, since I have a date with Courtney at 7:30 at Café Luxembourg.